Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast.
Okay, put it wherever you want, Callie. We are trying to figure out where to put our drinks, you guys.
Because we're drinking this podcast. Woo-hoo!
We showed up to the party at 3:31 in the afternoon.
Except for neither one of us have an alcoholic
beverage. Nothing is alcoholic.
We all have brain drinks.
Linda, I need a glass of wine after this week, everyone.
Seriously.
You had one last night.
I did have one last night.
That was yesterday. It's a new day.
Doesn't matter. It's in the past. Okay. Hello, podcast friends. Robbie Page.
Callie Atwood.
Danielle Perkins.
Melissa Jeffrion.
And this is being recorded on Election Day Plus 2. So we all feel like we could use a glass of Chardonnay. Now, we're not here to argue with anyone. We just want you guys to know. And as a thought leader to thousands upon thousands of women across this country, it's been a very heavy week for us as a staff, because no matter where you sit, the amount of, what do we call it, girls, the things that we're seeing and the things that we're hearing that we wish we never did. Mm-hmm. I am deeply patriotic. And so there's a lot of this that absolutely breaks my heart. And it really has nothing to do with the presidency. It has everything to do with the fraud. Mm-hmm. And so we're sitting here drinking brain drinks because we're not quite done with our day. And we're finding joy.
Yes.
In the brain drinks.
We need all the help in the brain area this week.
No, and you know, I hope you guys give a huge shout out to my team, Callie, Danielle, and Melissa, because we do. We sit in the office, this week, and answering text, which, by the way, if you haven't texted me, 940-242-5443, and say, podcast listener. But, man, we just comfort women all day. Mm-hmm. That's really what we do, and I get it. And I got to tell you guys, I posted today on my Facebook, remember that feeling that you felt when the second plane hit the Twin Towers, and you realized what was going on? And a few people didn't like it. They made it about COVID. They made it about Trump versus Biden. They made it about the people who died in 9/11. I'm like, that's not even what I'm talking about. It was the shock factor that mm-hmm. you can't undo when you think, this is really going on.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I think what was powerful about that is we were united.
True.
I think that's the second piece of that post, is it didn't matter if you were red or blue, everyone came together in shock of what was happening. And today I saw a thing that said election integrity should be a bipartisan concern.
It's true.
Meaning every American should care about the integrity of our election.
Right.
It shouldn't be one party or the other. So I think that correlates to your post.
Yeah. I'm like, don't make it about COVID, and don't make it about Trump or Biden. Don't make it about the people that lost their lives on 9/11. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. You cannot argue the shock that people are feeling. And I don't even know if it's shock, you guys. I think it's betrayal, maybe.
Sure. Disappointment.
Right. I don't know about y'all, but I'm so patriotic. I'm thinking there is no freaking way this is happening in my country. Like, we are not a third world country, you know, but of course, and then I know everybody's feelings are so heightened. I get that. But I think we have to stay smart. I think we have to stay non-emotional.
Right.
But I think we have to, stay non-super spiritual, because obviously I'm about to lead this whole group through prayer and whatnot, but we can't say God's got it, and we can't put our head in the clouds.
Right.
Right.
And people are upset. There's a lot of upset people. And it's been a big job for me this week. Mm-hmm. I've been exhausted, to be quite honest, because I have my own personal feelings.
Sure.
And heaven forbid I make those known, I'd get attacked for them. But, to be effective, you have to listen to everyone and not put your political agenda. Like today on that Facebook Live, when that girl started going off on Trump, I was like, no, ma'am. I don't care who president is. You don't dishonor people on my Facebook Live. Sure. Like, stop. Like, what did you just say, Melissa? People just can't help themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think at the end of the day, I've been impressed with your leadership, because I think that's what people desperately are looking for right now, is leaders who stand up and do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. And that's all anybody's looking for, even with this whole thing with the election and the ballots and red states, blue states, who won, who didn't. All we're looking for is people doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. That's all this boils down to. And all of this heightened sense of what is happening is because that's not what we're seeing. So I think to that point, I for one am grateful that you're taking a stand in sharing your beliefs and giving so many people the leadership that we're just looking for.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I think too, you know, switching from that, but I think even the censorship right now is shocking people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we live our lives every day because we're Americans. Like, we're proud to be Americans, you know? And then you see that censorship and you think, wait, what? Mm-hmm. How is that even possible? And then, of course, you know, whatever. We could talk about this for days, but I think... But you can't censor porn? Like, somehow you can't figure out how to turn porn off?
So literally, and they won't. This just happened to me 2 days ago. I reported two accounts on social media because they had commented in this newsfeed I was watching, and it was their accounts were straight up nude images, pornographic images. So I reported them. And there's even a category where you say why you're reporting them and all of this stuff. And then I got a report back from the social media company, and they said they never responded to one of my reports, never said anything about it. And then the other account, they said it didn't violate our terms and conditions.
Not the nude girls and the vag shots?
Right. And I mean, I saw the pictures for myself, and I thought, so you're censoring the things you're censoring, and then you didn't even have to find the porn. I reported it for you, and you did nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that kind of stuff is it's frustrating.
It's crazy.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this. So do you really think that the shock factor, the numbness that we're all under, the OMG that we all feel, I think we've gone past a political candidate, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. I think we've gone past blue or red. I posted this months ago. It's about people that are waking up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you start seeing Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all the censorships, I know, Danielle, even for me, I posted something about the Sharpies. I didn't realize you cannot use a Sharpie to vote.
Well, it depends on what state it is in, though.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I found out, too, because I posted that. But each state is different. I had a girl reach out to me, and she did a polling station. She was in 2016, and she said, we were able to give people black pens, blue pens, and Sharpies.
Okay.
And she said, I don't know what it is in different states, but she said, I'm just letting you know. And I said, oh, okay. I had no idea.
Yeah.
But I guess it's different in different states.
Well, and that makes sense because I posted on my Insta story something about that, and this graphic only had like 6 or 7 states listed.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It wasn't all 50 states.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said...
But they censored that.
She said, we gave them Sharpies so that way when it goes through the scanner, it doesn't get smudged. I was like, okay, well, I've never worked a poll, so...
Yeah. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But thank you for, and I appreciate people that.
Sure. Educate.
Yeah. They're absolutely educating, but there's no reason to censor.
Correct. Correct. Right,
that kind of information and not censor the nude pornographic.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
But
I can't understand
it. I think that we're realizing the beast of you, if you will, of social media.
Yeah, I would agree.
And how much of an impact that they have truly made on everything that we do and censor and all of that kind of stuff, I think that that's come into play so hugely.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question then. So how much time would you say, other than election night, that you have spent on news outlets in the last, say, 4 years?
Unless it's Tucker Carlson, we don't watch anything. Same, I would say. Like, we don't tune. And honestly, like a ABC, NBC, any like major news network, I haven't watched that in 10 years.
Yeah,
like I would honestly, agree. Like turned it on to watch the news. But yeah, Tucker Carlson has been the only source of news media that we have felt delivers truth,
quality,
mm-hmm. not a. He's literally saying the things that we end up finding out anyways when we do our own research. So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Same. And I think what it's helping people wake up to watch how much social media is controlling the narrative. Because let's go back before social media. You didn't have all these different perspectives. Mm-hmm. You had Channel 8, Channel 11, Channel 4.
Yeah, true.
So I think people had such blind trust because they didn't know any different. There was nothing that was at the access of their fingertips to be able to see otherwise. So I think watching social media unfold and be, you know, sitting in front of the United States Senate, having to account for what they're doing, it's making people go back in time and think, how long has this been the case?
We just have no idea. That's what I've said at 49 years old. Right. How long have I not paid attention?
Right. Sure.
Yeah,
well,
that's good.
To no fault of your own.
Yeah.
Before social media, what else did you have?
Mm-hmm. I blind trust until I'm shown otherwise.
Right.
That's and once I don't trust you, I love you a lot, but I'm out.
Right. Sure.
Like, I don't care if you're a friend. I don't care if you're a restaurant. I don't care. I will trust you, but the second I no longer trust you, I'm out.
Right. Yeah.
And so I'm with you. I'm with you for sure.
For me personally, I mean, it's definitely been a long time. I get all my news source from chaseatwood.com. Right?
Disclaimer, that is not an actual site. However, we do wish it was.
Yeah. Because Chase loves everything politics. Mm-hmm. And he loves it. And so.
And Chase is so fair.
Yeah.
Like, Chase is the guy that I call, and he's the first one to go, nope, that's not real.
Right.
25% of what that just said is true. Yeah.
Yes. And so, a lot of the information, and he follows it, whether it's an election year or not an election year and everything, but for me personally, I really don't at all. And so, I mean, it was just yesterday that I turned on Newsmax for the first time. And I thought, okay, let me see what Newsmax has to say.
I still haven't watched that.
So I had my mom over.
Yeah.
And I was trying to watch trying to watch Blaze TV, which is Beck. And that wasn't coming through. So my mom said, turn on Newsmax. And I was like, what's that?
I'd never even heard of it.
Well, I'm sure she's told me, but you know when your parents tell you things and
I feel like we should listen to everything that Sharon says.
I just told Callie, she's Jared and I were talking last night about something and he said, well, ask Sharon.
I know. she seems to have been right all along.
But you guys, I found Blaze TV on election night. Jared and Danielle, y'all told us about it.
So Jared subscribed to that. I didn't even know we had it. But he did the paid subscription for it. But he loves Glenn Beck. It's a conservative, truthful,
Christian-based
news reporting. He loves Chad Prather. All of those guys. And so he got some sort of package Candace Owens, her TV show is part of the package. So it's really cool. We were watching her show the other night. It was a replay. No, last night. Of her interviewing Charlie Kirk.
So is it like an actual running news channel like you would get Fox or CNN?
Yes. I think just on a smaller scale.
Okay.
Writing that down.
And what's really cool is Glenn Beck said when we were watching, because they are conservative, Christian-leaning, and they don't apologize for that. But some of the stuff that they've posted about on their social media has been flagged, and they're receiving warnings that they'll be shut down.
Oh, wow.
So he has said, go to glenbeck.com and subscribe to my email, so that way I can. They can't halt that.
Right. Yep. Right.
So
okay, speaking of that, I just put that on my Facebook today. Everyone, because I had some friends in the last couple days. I mean, they're not even... a large account like mine, mm-hmm. and they got shut down literally overnight. And she said, I have no idea what I've done. And I just put on my Facebook today, be yes. sure to text me.
Right.
That way, I mean, obviously everyone knows where I stand. And so if everyone knows where I stand, I'm sure Facebook does too.
Right.
But if I get shut down overnight, then I still have communication with people.
Right.
Like, I think
right.
that's huge. Granted, we could use y'all's.
Right.
You yeah.
know, I'm going to log in as Robbie.
I think we are definitely in this year has definitely taught me, and I think all of us, that we are not, it's not just turn on channel 8.
Yep.
It's not just, it's these people that have their own channels. Like Chase last night at 1 a.m. was watching Charlie Kirk on his own Charlie Kirk's yep. network or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And he didn't have on CNN or in MSNBC, which we have, but this is what he chose to watch.
Sure.
And so I think that technology has given us the opportunity to, hey, what are these people saying? They don't have an agenda. They're
right,
not being
right.
They're not being paid by this big boogeyman upstairs yep. that, hey, this is the narrative that I've written for you.
That's good.
This is what I want you to say. These are individuals that have come out that they're passionate about politics, and they're going to give us the real truth of what's going on. Yeah. And I so appreciate that.
And I thank God for that. I really yeah. do, because I think I'm 49 and I think up to this moment, like, I love social media. I really yeah. truly do. Sometimes I think it's crazy. Sometimes I think people are the most opinionated, spineless people, because they would never say something right. like that on their own right. or go Facebook Live or even post something, you know,
right.
but they'll hit yours. But for the most part, I love social media. Mm-hmm. I think it's brought us so much value in truth. I think it's shown us people's real colors, so mm-hmm. you can understand that. But yeah, I mean, I think it. Thank God we live in a country that we've got to keep where these Charlie Kirk and Blaze TV, they can do these things, yeah. you know, because I mean, how long, I've said it for years, go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated.
Yes, right.
And I think the news networks have gotten too big for their britches,
yeah.
if I can be honest with you.
Yeah.
But anyway, so all that to say, I'm about to decorate for some Christmas, y'all. Holy cow.
Pivot.
Is it too early?
No.
I need some
Christmas. I think it's definitely something Christmas that, if, like, you just see everybody there.
Yeah,
I
please.
Think I've seen three or four people on Instagram say, I'm getting out my Christmas tree this weekend, and I had a double take. Did it just start December? Or did it just start November?
Which I'm ready.
Which I think is great.
I'm
it's
ready,
joy.
Y'all.
I think pure joy.
It's joy. I think
people
that's right.
People are ready. I think
I agree.
Are ready to see Christmas.
I would agree.
And happy and hot chocolate and Christmas vacation.
Hot, yes. hot, right. Hot chocolate. Listen, I think there's something about Christmas that brings, I don't want to say magic because I don't believe in magic.
It's
but
baby Jesus.
It's mystical.
Yeah.
Right.
It's that awe. It's
wonder.
That wonder. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe never lose our wonder, right? But I'm not even kidding you. I'm ready to decorate.
I'm ready.
Too. I think I'm getting mine out this weekend. I almost just got in the attic yesterday myself. Like, my
Forget
brain
it.
Was so fried. I was like, Jared's going to come home and it's going to all be done.
You know, yeah. you're like the elf when they come home and he's
like
done all this stuff. And they're like, what the heck?
Okay, let me ask you guys this. So I have an all-white room. My front room is all white. Y'all know
so
that.
Pretty.
Just for you podcast listeners, all white lights. It's a green tree, but all white lights, all white, silver, crystal, diamonds, you name it, with a little few pops of red. That whole room is white.
We deemed it the North Pole.
The North Pole, yes, which, Callie, I really want to change out those portraits. In my family room, it's classic Christmas,
yes.
right? Again, for the podcast listeners.
She's pointing to the corner, so I literally turned around to look.
Sorry.
That's where her tree goes.
It's a green tree, but it's all colored mm-hmm. lights, right? And it's the ornaments of where we've been. It's the stuff that our boys have made, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so then we have our Argyle tree upstairs. Riley has his. Bottom line is this. I want to put a tree up at my entry.
Mm.
And so I asked my boys, smart Alex, hey, I want to put up a tree at the front entry. What theme do you think I should do? And they all said Christmas. I was like, really? Come on.
I mean, yes, but
I think Riley nominated a all white flock. Is that what they're called?
Flock tree.
Flock tree.
Yes.
Oh wow!
I know. He said with classic Christmas on it. And then Reagan chimed in, y'all. So everybody that's listening, Reagan's my 24-year-old that lives on our farm in Oklahoma. And he chimed in, and Riley, so cute, he goes, bro, you don't even live here.
I was cute.
I was like, aww. Aww, buddy. But anyway, I say we decorate. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I say next time we do a podcast, we should have at least started.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
I can't guarantee anything on my end.
Well, you're about to have a baby.
So I was telling Danielle, I really want to decorate for Christmas, but I feel if I... Chase just started painting Charlie's nursery this week. And so I'm like, paint the nursery, and then we have to do this. And I was like, if I put Christmas on his plate, it's going to be way too much. So I'm just going to hold back.
Charlie will never.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, once these things are done, then we can focus on Christmas.
I just want to start Christmas shopping.
Gosh, I'm so behind this year, you guys. And I'm usually done.
Yeah. Well, the boys just
Where do we go? I don't want to wear masks.
I'm online shopping.
Amazon.
Which I don't know about that. I mean,
getting
like,
some on Amazon. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But even like yesterday or the other day when we were at Painted Tree, or we're going to go to the holiday.
Yes,
like
Saturday.
I'm making sure I have my list ready, so if something pops up, I can grab it.
Maybe this year we're going to all get trinkets.
I know. I'm just very excited to be doing something.
I got this at the market, and I got that on the market.
Support small business.
I really thought this year, because I've gotten so many things for Charlie off of Etsy.
Oh, yeah?
I would love to shop off of Etsy.
Okay, hold on.
I do too.
Y'all, I have to read this to you. Speaking of Etsy and speaking of all those things, let me see if I can find this. What was her name? We had a whole crew over here doing photography for my sister's Bochy's box that is going to have a cookbook in it this year, this fall, this winter, one of those, I don't know. But so Lacey was here. Listen to what Lacey said. She said this to me. Elon Musk said, instead of baby showers, let's host business showers. When a friend starts a business, we all come together, celebrate them, and bring sources for their businesses to start.
That is amazing. Oh, that is cool.
Right? I just thought about that. He was on Warren Buffett, of course. Oh, billionaires think that way.
That is a really great idea.
I know, but back to Etsy. I thought maybe we should support these guys
this
year.
Well, that's all I thought was, because I literally have bought so much.
Yeah.
Kate, like I got a big sister shirt that I ordered from one boutique, and a pacifier clip from another boutique, and just different things. And at the end of the day, I'm supporting small businesses.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Especially during this time. And it's a unique gift that I'm not going to walk into anywhere and find. And so I just thought, and it's shopping online, so it's easy.
Mm-hmm. I love and all so, of my most unique gifts I've ever given have come from Etsy. The most like thing I got
about
for
Etsy.
Brian.
I have the app.
I don't ever think of Etsy either. Like
I
found things
on my phone
for the kids' room.
It never
there,
registers in my brain.
That running horse I framed for you.
Yes.
Etsy.
And what's great, I think what I like about it as well, it, when you find something, you can heart it, and so it saves it.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So it's just like you would do it on Amazon or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you think, oh, I like that. I can come back to it, so you can heart it. I just got Kate her preschool backpack. Got it off Etsy and had her monogram on it.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
I will say.
You got to search for what you want, though. What if you don't know what you want?
Just type in keywords.
No, they have gifts.
Don't they have gift lists?
So they have gift lists on there, like, so for him or an explorer in your home, or you can go on there.
That's
like,
I'm going to have to go try that.
I saw something like that map of Moss Lake somewhere, but I think I even just searched like unique gifts for men.
Mm-hmm.
And things come up, and then you just, you start clicking through.
Will you teach me, Callie,
how
to use it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's so fantastic.
Because I'm like, I have the app on my phone. I can show you how to do
it.
So
I obviously love Samantha, Style by Sammy Jo.
Mm-hmm.
I've even thought, too, I want to get Jade's size and my sister's size and even you guys that I buy for. I want to support small businesses.
Yeah. Right,
100%. Blessings by Brooke. I just bought a couple things from her on Facebook.
She found Kate's gift for me.
Yeah, she is a personal shopper who offers packages already done that you just go, ooh, ship that to my sister. Ooh, ship that to my teacher.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's so handy. I think we're going to change things. Ship. I would agree. I think we're going to change how we do business, you guys.
I will say the other gift I got in already, this is going to shock everyone, an Instagram ad.
What did you get us with? I can't say.
Oh, okay. But it arrived even from China.
Like our little Rocky socks?
Yeah. Jared had like, he was like, you have got to stop ordering because I ordered it like 2 months ago and it's been in China and...
Oh, good Lord, I didn't know
it was in China until after I ordered it. And he said, you've got to stop doing that because Jared got scammed on an ad.
I did too.
And so once my thing came in, I was like, hey, babe, I'm 3 for 3 on Instagram ads. I haven't been scammed.
I've never been scammed on Instagram ads either.
I've only ordered one thing
from an Instagram ad and I wasn't.
I think we didn't get scammed. We got the stuff and it's not what the picture was.
Well, yes. It took 3 months, number one.
That number one, yeah.
And then it was not what the picture was at all, so. Oh.
Well, I'm excited about Christmas, you guys.
Yes.
I say let's all decorate. All hands in. Ready?
Yay! We're all coming over to decorate.
We will come help.
We will come help. Yeah.
Listen, I know all of you listeners, it's been quite a week or 2 weeks, whenever you listen to this, since Election Day. And I want to encourage you guys, if you need anybody to talk to, if you need any perspective, any wisdom, yes, we know who we voted for, but we stand for the American people more than we stand for who we voted behind, because we live under truth and we live with the word of God. And so we know that truth will always prevail. And so I want to encourage you guys, if you need somebody to talk to, we've talked to people all day today, yesterday, and on Election Day. People are shocked right now. They're not real sure what to think, but never, ever forget that truth will prevail. And that our God is a God of truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we want to offer ourselves out to you guys.
Callie Atwood, Danielle Perkins,
Melissa Jeffrion,
and Robbie Page. We're here to chat with you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
We're either going to go decorate or drink a glass of wine or something.
Night-night.
I don't know.
Go night-night.
Drink wine while we decorate.
While we decorate. I mean. And if you haven't, text me 940-242-5443. And will you do me a favor and say, I'm a podcast listener. That way we know where you come from. Y'all have a great day.
Yes.
God bless America.
Amen.
Bye, y'all. I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.